Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in the lucky dip today comes from Maria, who says, could you do a video on eye patterns if possible? There isn't much information on it. I value your opinion. For example, someone who has a starburst and freckles is considered warm, but I haven't fully comprehended if that means autumn or spring. Light, bright, or soft and muted. Does eye pattern show your dominant or secondary? What information can we get from eye patterns in our colours and style? Personally, not much at all. I really don't look at eye patterns at all when I'm looking at colour analysis, because the thing that makes you look healthy or unhealthy is your skin. And so what I'm looking at when I'm doing colour analysis is, how is your skin reacting to the colours that we are draping you with? Is it looking more healthy? Is it looking less healthy? Is it looking brighter? Is it looking more dull? That's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking at eye patterns. The thing I look at eyes for is a bit for colour, but honestly, blue eyes can be warm or cool, and brown eyes can be warm or cool. And honestly, it's not to do with the eye patterns that tend to make the difference. It's what's happening with the skin. Plus two, that, you know, my eye patterns may stay the same your whole life, but your colouring will change, just like my colouring has completely changed. I used to be, you know, dramatic or winter in the old days, and now I'm soft and light and more like a summer, I suppose you could call me, if you wanted to talk seasonally, but it's completely different. So this is why I really don't take much notice of eye patterns. I mean, they can make it interesting, and it's interesting to look at the different colours in the eyes, but I'm certainly not looking at the patterns in the eyes, because really, you know, what you want to do is look at, how is the colour reacting to your skin? How is your skin? Is it making you look healthy or not? Eye pattern, little to do with it. So what you're really looking at is skin. Eyes are such a small proportion. Skin is a much larger proportion of you. It is the thing that's going to make you look healthy or unhealthy. It is the thing that's going to make the biggest difference when you're wearing good colours versus not so great colours. So this is why skin, to me, is the go. It's the reason. And so eye patterns really are fairly irrelevant. And I think for many people, it's just confusing. So there you go. That is my thought on eye patterns. Look at your skin. Don't look at your eyes. See what's actually making you look brighter and healthier. Not washed out or tired or pale or jaundiced or like you've got a 5 o'clock shadow, all those sorts of things. Next question comes from Dana, who says, I'm 74 years old and still live in jeans and t-shirts, tailored shirts, blazers, good shoes. And I want to stay in style but not look like I'm trying too hard. I'm very fair and have white hair, so I've added more colour to my wardrobe instead of my black navy white routine to brighten my face. Any suggestions? So I would just suggest, without knowing your colours, I don't know if you're cool or warm. So this is where, which colours to bring in. Look to your skin, look to your eyes, look to your hair, and look to your lips, and your kind of natural blush color. See if you can replicate those colors. They are always great colors to go for. These are signature colors. So if you've got white hair, you might find white works really well. But if it's more of an off-white, then go with an off-white. Look at those sorts of things. Look at, what color are your eyes? Do you have some sort of pinks or reds in your skin or lips that you can repeat in your outfit? And does it make you look healthier, finding that right pink or red? And generally, think about more tints. So tints are colours with white added. So staying away from that black, dark, navy, and moving more into lighter greys, lighter navies, you know, lighter denim. Because the great thing about denim is it comes in all colours. Like today I'm wearing, I'll just get my leg up. There we go. That kind of denim blue. You know, so it doesn't have to be a dark denim. It can be a light denim. It can be a white denim. There's lots of different denims. So think about medium to lighter denims instead of those dark denims. And then thinking about medium to lighter colours instead of those really dark colours. That's going to make the biggest difference. And I do have in my colour masterclass lots of ideas of how to put outfits together based on your colour and value contrast. And finding those things, because that is something that people really struggle with often, going like, so I've got a video and a workbook that works you through every single step of how to figure out your colour and value contrast, and then you can work out how to put outfits together in those sorts of colours. But of course, if you want ideas about colours without knowing you, without seeing you, I can't give you that. But this is where having a personal colour analysis is going to give you those answers. And so that's, you know, I find my signature clients, or my clients' signature colours and all those sorts of things, so that they can much more easily go shopping and figure out what works in their wardrobe now with the colouring they have today. Last question today comes from Kim. How to find the right shoes for elegant chic that are comfortable? This is also a how long is a piece of string answer. What is comfortable for one person's foot is uncomfortable for somebody else's foot. And this is one of those things I remember when I was young and going shoe shopping with a friend of mine. And she went, oh, you know, like we were trying on some shoes and I might have tried on the same shoes as her. And she thought they were comfortable and I thought they were uncomfortable. And shoes that I thought were comfortable, she thought were uncomfortable. And this is to do with your own foot structure and how wide or narrow it is, like if you've got bunions, all those sorts of things. So as far as where do you find them? It's where do you find anything? You just keep like searching around. There's no particular place that is comfortable for everybody. Thinking about like some of the things I think about is what makes a shoe more comfortable is say a softer leather instead of a stiff leather that's very hard and unyielding. So that can make a difference. Sometimes it's the shape of the shoe and that comes down to your own foot shape. And you might find that if you've got some brands that are more comfortable, they are good brands to go back and have a look at. If you've got some that are really uncomfortable, there's probably something about the width of the shoe or the size, the way it fits, that's not right for you. And there certainly is. I find that there's more comfort technology built into some brands these days. But still, you know, like one person's comfortable is somebody else's uncomfortable. So I could not tell you exactly where to find the shoes. And also too, is elegant chic is very, very broad. As far as like there's not one thing. It's not here's one pair of shoes. You can find elegant chic shoes in all sorts of places. You can find them at your department store. You can find them in most stores that sell shoes apart from sports stores. But other than that, it's then finding the ones that are comfortable to you. And that really is just a matter of trying on a lot of shoes. Wish I could give you a better answer, but it's a bit like anything with clothes and things, that because you're a unique person, you have to try the stuff on. You have to find what works for you. You are an individual. You are unique. There is no one size fits all. As I always think about one size fits, you know, no one really. You know, there's no one size fits all answer. And I wish I could, you know, give you that, but there is no magic answer and there is no magic thing. And you're just going to have to do the hard yards and do the trying on till you find the shoes that you find comfortable. One of the things though, when I was young, as far as shoe comfort goes, and I had a bit of foot pain and I went to my doctor and I complained and he said, do you wear the same shoes every day? And at that time I did. I tended to wear the same shoes day in, day out. And I said, yes. And he goes, that's why. He says, all shoes will rub on your foot in different places. So if you're wearing the same shoes every single day, that shoe is rubbing on the same points each day. And that's going to really irritate your foot. And this is why you get bunions and corns and all those sorts of things. And he said, what you really need to do is not wear the same shoes, like at least have 2 to 3 days in between wearing that same pair of shoes more than once. A, it lets the shoe dry out, but B, it means that every different pair of shoe that you're wearing is rubbing in slightly different points, and therefore you're actually going to have less foot pain. And shoes will actually feel more comfortable because you're only wearing them for one day rather than the second day, they can start to become really uncomfortable. And it's not so great for your feet. So I blame my shoe habit on my doctor who went, don't wear the same shoes. He said, wear different shoes every day. Like go at least 3 days before wearing the same pair of shoe twice. So that is also something to think about, that if you're wanting to wear the same shoes every day, that's actually not good for your feet. And you're more likely to find that the shoes are uncomfortable because they, even a comfortable pair of shoes will rub on your feet in some way or other. So that could be something to consider as far as shoe comfort goes for you. You need to have multiple pairs of shoes in your wardrobe for your foot health as well as for your style as well. But yes, to have different shoes to go with different outfits. But it is definitely something worth thinking about as well, if that is maybe one of the reasons why you're finding shoes are not as comfortable as you'd hoped they were. I also recommend when you are shopping for shoes, don't shop for shoes in the morning, shop for them in the afternoon when your feet have swollen up and they're more likely to be a little bit picky than they are first thing in the morning. That's another thing. Make sure when you are trying on shoes, because a lot of shoe shops have carpet in them. Carpet's a much more comfortable surface to walk on. Yet the minute you get out into the hallway where it's all tiled and it's a very hard surface, you'll start to feel more discomfort in shoes. So I always go, it's make sure you can kind of walk around on a hard surface, not just test them out on carpet as well. So that's also something to think about when you are buying your shoes. But there you go. Thank you for your questions. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.